Welcome back, folks. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to hear what's happening in the City Paper, I want to remind you all to please join me a week from today, January the 11th, for the 14th annual Annapolis Summit at the Governor Calvert House in Annapolis, a chance for you to dialogue with and have your questions answered by Governor Larry Hogan, Senate President Mike Miller, and House Speaker Michael Bush. You can get tickets by calling Haley Poling at 443-524-8161. That's 443-524-8161. Or emailing her at HPOLING at thedailyrecord.com. But do join us. It's a great event, and you'll have you have a chance to really confront and talk with our statewide leaders. And I said confront, but talk with. The Annapolis Summit is sponsored by The Daily Record, Stevenson University, Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, the Maryland State Education Association, Alexander and Cleaver, VPC, and WEAA. And now we have another one of our partners here on the phone, Karen Hubert, editor-in-chief of the City Paper. Karen, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Good.
So let's talk a bit about what's in this issue. This is your year-end wrap-up and the top stories of the year. We talked about some of those in our program yesterday, but talk a bit about what you put out there.
Well, today's paper is we have a cover story called Heroes, which is a first-person essay by Brandon Soderberg, and it's really a very interesting kind of look back at death in the city and how that weaves its way into the way we move through our city, et cetera. And it starts very personally with Brandon talking about a friend of his who committed suicide, and then it goes on to look at some of the more prominent deaths in the city with Corin Gaines and a young man, Thelonious, various people.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and it's called Heroes, and it's based on, it's actually got some really lovely illustrations because it's based on a book that Brandon did of drawings when he was in third grade. Various heroes and superheroes and this idea of a superhero and what makes a hero. So he's really kind of exploring that idea through a series of short little takes on this year in Baltimore and how people cope with death, how people in the Black Lives Matter movement have, struggled to address this, to talk to police, to think about the high numbers of young Black men who've died in our city and what that means for us. So it's a really great, great read. And we also have this week in our mob section a story that is a look back at the Sex for Repairs scandal with the Baltimore Housing Authority.
Right, right.
And so if listeners aren't familiar or don't remember that issue, that was where some of the maintenance people in public housing were extorting sex for repairs on housing. And what has happened since then is a class action suit has been filed. And within that, what's interesting is that ultimately a total of 142 people applied to be considered part of that class action suit, and 112 were eventually included in the settlement. And, you know, just looking at those numbers is shocking. It's worth revisiting that issue and looking at the whole process of letters that went out to various residents of public housing. And it's, you know, it's pretty shocking to realize that more than 100 women were impacted by this scheme within our public housing. So it's a look at that, and some of them are getting payments of up to $100,000, and I think the lowest class is $20,000. But anyway, that's a really interesting read by Ed Erickson, looking at that lawsuit and how it's moved forward.
I was going to say, one of the things that I found really interesting in your top 10 stage productions of 2016 that you put up
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. That was in, and that was last week.
That was, oh, I thought it was this week's. I'm sorry. That was last week's.
No, it's quite all right. That was last week.
That's what happens when you take off a week.
Yeah. See what happens when you go on vacation.
I know. It's terrible. You can't do it, can you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll go back to what you were about to say.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yes, and our top 10 stage things were great. All of our top 10s, I think, are fun. That was a pretty popular issue, which we sort of sent out one list at a time online. And I think people are excited in the art community in particular to, you know, see which productions were mentioned and what they missed and what companies are out there doing cool and interesting work in the city. So, yeah, that was a great
list. Right. So what were you about to talk about what's happening today?
Oh, I was also going to say that in today's issue, we have a really nice profile on a, speaking of art, a local photographer, Sean Young, who was best known perhaps for being the one who yelled at the CNN cameraman. I'm not sure I can say the words he yelled on air, but he was one of the very vocal protesters during the uprising.
Right.
And he has really been doing some great photography and recast himself as a photographer in a way to counter the images that places like CNN were putting out about our city and about young black men in our city. So Sean Young as I said, a lovely profile of him in the paper.
So,
and then go ahead.
We're just about out of time. I realize we're up against the clock here at the very top of the hour, but I do want to encourage everybody once again to pick up the city paper all around town, just pop it out of the box. There's never an issue that I find that's not something I want to glom onto. And Karen Hooper has just laid out some really interesting ones as it is. She's editor-in-chief of the city paper. And Karen, it's always great to have you with us. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to this issue.
Great. I hope people like reading it. Thanks.
Take care. We're going to take a brief news break and come back. When we do come back, we are going to look at the murders that took place in the city of Baltimore in the year 2016, where we can go with it. At the end of the program, we will be reading the names of all of those who died in our streets. Stay with us.